Hi, welcome to edition of CNC World Podcast, The Making Special. I'm RC401, your host. In this edition, I'm going to show you how the podcast has been made.
So, we'll first get started with how the tracks are made. Basically, what we have is we use three basic programs, Sony, Acid, and Audacity. Basically, what we did is we take several short clips of 1 minute clips in segments, and after these segments have been done, we will then compile the segments using Sony Acid, kicking out, cutting and amplifying and editing all errors in the script. What you may think in a complete script is that it's all been done in one go. Well, that's not entirely true. So in the end of this podcast, I'm going to release to you the bloopers and outtakes of the podcast. Alright, so let's get back to the point. Basically, this podcast is done by writing a script and initiating it. The script was made by collecting data and news from the latest fan sites like CNC and Z, which I mostly get my sources from. Not to mention CNC World and ModDB, which I mostly refer to. Basically, ModDB is actually a very good site. I like it a lot, and I always head over for the latest mods for all games. Not only Tiberian Wars, but every game like Battlefield, Star Wars, and so on. ModDB is actually the best mod site to be visited for the latest news, mods, and images of the leading modders, including the contact info, which you can contact modders for interview. I mostly contact them via ModDB for the interview. And Game Replays is not a good site to get started with your replays. Like ModDB, they range from everything, from all the games, like Dune, Supreme Commander, besides TNC series. So, basically we rarely use these sites because they are already been viewed by the major public and the majority of the visitors. We only take news from minor sites and minor mods which haven't made it into the commercial industry yet, like ModDB. One example is the Twisted Insurrection and the TS Rewire. And I hope that one day they will be able to showcase the games on ModDB. Okay. That's all for the making. I will catch you tomorrow and sit back and enjoy the following bloopers you're about to hear. Enjoy.
Ready and action! Hi, welcome to another edition of CNC World Podcast. I am Republic Commando 802, your host and member of the CNC World Forums. Today we are going to be bragging about the latest gossip and latest battle cards from the latest game sites of the world. First off, I would like to mention the latest edition of Twisted Resurrection has just been deleted from ModDB.
The first news piece I would like to mention is the RA2 Cash Ladder Tournament play. Red Alert 2 is celebrating the 12th anniversary this year. That's right, it was released back in 1888. And to mark this special occasion, the Strike Team and XCIS are holding the RA2 Cash Ladder Tournament in the USA. All you need to do is finish in the top 12 in a ladder by the end of October, and you will automatically qualify for the final tournament. The massive prize of 800 euros up for grabs, but don't fear, if you're not likely to finish first, this competition isn't limited to the elite players. The grand final is also divided into three major leagues based on your position. So there are 7 chances to win. For more information and entry details, you can view it more at CNC World Forums. Next up is the PPA. He Who Loves the Game Loves the Game has just celebrating its 10th anniversary tomorrow, the 30th September. This is a fantastic achievement for any community website. So a big congrats and happy birthday to Benshi and the team. To celebrate, they're holding a special contest where you can grab $30 Renegade Mouse mats, soundtracks and more. By submitting any kind of material to the site, mods, maps, tools, graphics, and even gameplays, the submissions will be accepted while it is October somewhere in the world and they will be reviewed. Being able to grab some points depending on the kind of submission, its quality and demand, the user who gets the best score gets the prize. For more information, you can head over to the PPA site at PPA.com. The CNC Free Forgotten has also released a launch movie trailer featured at CNC Tube and have been hosted in CommandAndConquer.com has been released, releasing a tangible and playable stable version of the great milestone for any minor conversion, the vast majority by the wayside. So the 12 contributors to the project should be congratulated. You can view this CNC Forgotten trailer at CommandAndConquer.com. Well, that's all of the podcast for today. I'm RC804 signing off. And the news you just hear were bloopers and outtakes, and I wouldn't recommend you to take that in mind. Thank you for listening to this edition of the making of the CNC World podcast. And I'll catch you tomorrow.